The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Well, you're trying to find that perfect selfie angle. Be sure to keep listening into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We are back with much more covering the latest in consumer tech, gadgets, gizmos, products, services, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. But you make the show. And by that, I mean when you call in with your questions about any digital dilemma that you may have, or help for another listener, or share some tech rage, share your favorite app, whatever the case, when we hear you on the air, you make the show and kind of steer us in the right direction, if you will, to cover more and more things that are of interest to you. So don't hesitate to call us anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll get you on the next broadcast and address those concerns that you have. It's easy, toll free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. You can even Skype into it if you'd like from anywhere in the world. We want to hear from you and have you join us on Into Tomorrow. Acting as the voice of the consumer for a variety of industries, joining us now is the media and telecom practice lead for technology with J.D. Power, Ian Greenblatt. Ian, welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You guys are always coming up with awards for various and sundry industries and so forth, and I think that's terrific because you're not just naming people willy-nilly. You're doing a lot of research and so forth, and you do cover a lot of consumer electronics, consumer tech-related things. One of the most recent things that caught our attention is the latest J.D. Power 2018 Smart Thermostat Satisfaction Report, which is something that we want to be sure and talk to you about. And a lot of people listening are thinking, well, gee, how satisfied should we be? And I didn't know that there were. Well, of course, if there are listeners, they know there are many smart thermostats out there. But tell me, first of all, about your report, and then let's get into some of the specifics.
Sure. So let's start at the beginning. J.D. Power is a leader in consumer insights, advisory services, data and analytics. That allows us to help our clients drive customer satisfaction, growth, and profitability. We're truly focused on, like you, the voice of the customer. Mm. Another aside about J.D. Power is that not everyone knows it's not just the car trophy people. We do over 150 annual benchmark surveys. In 30 countries across 19 languages. We survey over 5 million people a year. So there are a whole lot of things, as you say, that we do take a look at.
Yeah, I guess most of us know of J.D. Power from car commercials all the time. And it's like, okay, right. It seems like, you know, we have blinders on. Oh, yeah, J.D. Power, the people that do cars. But no, as you say, it's a whole lot more than that. And I'm encouraged to hear that you do so many surveys and really provide some great input, not only for us as consumers, but probably more importantly in the long run, for manufacturers to know what they should be doing better.
Exactly right. It goes all the way back to Dave Power and his family sitting in the kitchen mailing out postcards, mm-hmm. bringing in survey information to auto manufacturers to improve the way cars were built to customers' desires.
Cool.
So let me tell you about the Smart Thermostat Satisfaction Report.
Mm-hmm.
That report measures overall customer satisfaction with smart thermostat brands among those who purchased a smart thermostat system in the last 12 months. Satisfaction is examined across 10 factors, ease of use, ease of install and setup, the reliability of those devices, energy efficiency, the price paid, and there's a value component there, effectiveness in heating and cooling, its connectivity, and it's the usefulness of the application that you interact with the device with, and a variety of features and the customer service. This is all calculated on a 1,000-point scale and is based on responses from almost 1,000 customers. And we finished fielding in August.
And 1,000 points suggests to me, if you're talking about 1,000 points, it's more than just, okay, rate it 1 to 5. What do you think? I mean, you really get into some in-depth detail in order to conduct these surveys and give us some accurate info, it sounds like.
It's true. There are a lot of factors, a lot of attributes that inform factors, which informs an index. So that's how we get to the 1,000-point scale.
Gotcha. So what were the results?
Dave, I was going to say, drum roll, please.
Yes.
the Nest ranked highest overall in customer satisfaction. It performed particularly well in 6 of the 10 factors: internet connectivity, variety of features, ease of use, energy efficiency, usefulness of the app, and the ease of the install and setup. Honeywell ranked a close second, and Carrier ranks 3rd.
I'm getting thumbs up and tongue sticking out from Chris in the control room, who has a Nest, and he knows that I've got a Honeywell. So I'm glad that at least they came in 2nd, and it was a close 2nd, I believe. So, but the cool thing is that those are technologies that we utilize as well and have talked about for years since they've been available on the air and recommend to people. So it's always encouraging to get a little added support, I guess, for things that we have recommended as well on the show.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that you recommend them. That customer loyalty, we found that 94% of satisfied customers are likely to recommend that product to others and are nearly 60% likely to repurchase the product down the road. So that if those products can satisfy beyond the purchase and installation process, create some long-term savings, both environmentally friendly options and long-term electric or heat savings.
Cool.
If you can find the savings, you find loyalty.
Yeah, that's a good point. And people can see reports. I'm assuming Nest sends reports similar to Honeywell. I get reports, I don't know if it's once a month or every quarter or something, that relates to my savings or lack thereof this year compared to same time last year. And it does make you stop and think. And it does make you realize, you know, wow, this was a hotter summer than I had thought. Of course, we're in Miami, so we live on air conditioning constantly. But it does make you stop and think that, you know, maybe I should go up a degree or two when I leave home more than I do otherwise. Or I love the fact that with smart thermostats, I've been able for many years to adjust the temperature downward while I'm in an airplane coming back home. So by the time I get home, it's very comfortable. It's nice and cool, just the way you want it. Just like I remote start my car for the same reason. People think, why, are you afraid of a bomb? No, I want to be comfortable. So I remote start the car for the same reason that you want to access a smart thermostat. And, of course, we can't relate to it being very cold, but folks up north during the winter like to be able to do the same thing for their heat and be comfortable by the time they get home. Ian, I'm going to ask you to hold just a second, if you would. Well, maybe a few seconds. We're going to pay a couple of bills, come right back as we talk with Ian Greenblatt, Technology, Media, and Telecom Practice Lead with J.D. Power about smart thermostats as Into Tomorrow continues.